And now another episode of Baking Bread.
Baking Bread. The story of an English home ec teacher who breaks away from the norm and cooks up a storm.
All right, class. All right, class. Hey. Now, open up your English books. Come on. What do we got here? We're studying about transitive verbs. Transitive verb is in syntax, a verb that requires both a subject and one or more objects. The term is used to contrast intransitive verbs, which don't have objects. For example, a transitive verb could be something like, you pushed the cart, I ate the pie, I tried on the shoes. There's an object. Intransitive verbs, quite different. In transitive verb, for example, to die. He was going to die. That's an intransitive verb. Now, hey, class. Are we going to have another one of those days? Do I have to treat you like grade school children? All right. Let's do that. Let's treat you like grade school children. Let's do that right now. All right. Look up at the chalkboard, kids. Jamie, quit yakking back there. All right, here we go. A. B. Copy it down. C. Start with the ABCs. D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. John, what's the next letter?
M, Mr. White.
M? And Andy, what's the next one?
N, Mr. White.
Right? N? Lori, what's the next one? Right. O. That's enough, Lori. Lori. All right, class is dismissed. Lori, class is dismissed.
Yo, Mr. White. Messy Pink Rim. I give you an F in home ec class, and here you are cooking in the streets, baking bread. Yo, Mr. White, I'm known as the Chili King. Chili King. This stuff tastes like dog doo-doo. It's popular on the streets, Mr. White. What can I do for you, Mr. White? Yo. Messy, listen. I've got terminal cancer. I've maybe got a year or two to live. I don't have the money for health care for my operation. I'm desperate. Yo, what can I do for you, bitch? You gave me an F. Why do you expect me to help you? Look. Messy, stay with me. I know how to cook. I know how to bake. I've taught home ec for years. They took my recipes. The corporations took my work. I don't need to explain this to you. You know the streets. I know how to cook. So what do you want me for? I just told you. You know the streets. Yo, Mr. White. You wanna bake bread? Yeah, break bread, something like that. Bake bread, yo. Yo, Mr. White. Science. Kind of like that. Look, I'm gonna get the beakers. I'm gonna set us up a lab. We'll buy an RV. I've already got an RV, Mr. White. We're halfway there. Partners. Yo, Mr. White. Let's bake bread.
Split the praises, you mule hip cayuses! Woohoo! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Bitch!
Yo, so Mr. White, you're doing this for your family, ain't you?
That's right, Missy. Now, get those pots over there and try to keep things clean, all right?
Hey, who you think you're talking to here? You're talking to the Chili King.
We're not using any chili powder in these donuts or bread. Or anything.
No more chili powder. You got that, Messy Pinkman? Pink Rim? Mr. White, just get the pots and pans ready and take the shopping list to Whole Foods. None of that cheap crap. No Walmart stuff this time. No Walmart. That's how you save money, Mr. White. No Walmart. You got that, Messy? No Walmart. Whatever you say, Mr. White. But I'm telling you, it's gonna cost a lot of money at Whole Foods. It's gonna be organic or nothing, Pink Rim. Bitch. You got that right. Now, once you get these ingredients, I'll give you the cash. You bring them back here. By the dark of night, we drive out to the desert and we start cooking. No chili powder.
No chili powder, Messy. We do it clean. And we do donuts with no chili powder. I know we're in New Mexico, it doesn't matter. No more chili powder. You're not the Chili King anymore. We are the baking duo. We'll think of a catchphrase that we're both happy with.
Yo, Mr. White, science.
Science.
Don't call my cell phone anymore, okay? Why not? I like talking to you, Miss. No more phone calls.
I can't have my family get any inclination of what we're doing. Do you hear me?
Yo, Mr. White. Yo, I think we should break for a song.
I think so, too, because, you know, we don't have a lot of time.
Yo, it's trail mix, after all.
And trail mix doesn't get paid for this, do they? Jesse.
It's Messy.
I know it's messy. Real messy. Real messy. Real messy. Now get those ingredients and get your tail back here. You don't have to shout, Mr. White. And you don't have to switch from right to left channel, messy. It confuses the audience. Yo, Mr. White. Yo, Mr. White. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. You're a yo, yo. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Just shut up and get the ingredients.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before?
Did you ever pretend about things like that?
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you've learned. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Did you feel like going like that? Let's give the fish some food. Mr. McFeely, I didn't order any whistles.
That's what they call a slide whistle.
Did you feel like going like that? There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Hey, yo, Mr. White, I got the stuff. Bring it over here, Messy. Yo, right here. What is this? It's wheat, Mr. White. What do you think it is? This is bleached white flour? Yeah. I want whole grain, full wheat with no additives. I got it at Whole Foods, just like you said, Mr. White. Messy, listen to me. I don't care where you got this. This isn't going to work. Yeah, well, whatever. Never mind. You can't win. Anyway. Yeah, right. Says you. So anyway, if you're lucky, who cares? Semantics. Yeah, really. Anyway, go on. Just checking, Mr. White. So says you.
Never mind.
Mom? How come Dad and you are separated and he doesn't come home anymore?
Well, Well, Junior, it's a long story, but your dad's changing professions, you might say. He's out. Well, I can't talk about it.
Yeah, right. It's probably all your fault.
You want me to fix you some breakfast?
I guess so. So, Mom, where is Dad?
He's on a trip.
Trip? What do you mean?
Well, he's gone. He'll come back. He's making some money for you and me and the baby on the way.
Yeah, that sounds like a likely story.
Anyway, never mind.
Whatever.
We can't win.
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Says you.
So anyway.
If you're lucky.
Go on. Anyway.
Yeah, really.
Who cares?
Just checking.
Semantics.
To each his own.
So, your Uncle Hank and Miriam are coming over tonight.
I don't care. Is Dad coming back?
Your Uncle Hank has some stories to tell you about the DEA.
That's cool, but how come Dad can't be here?
Well, he's... Never mind.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Can't win.
Anyway.
Says you.
If you're lucky.
Anyway, go on.
Who cares?
Just checking. Hank! Uncle Hank!
How's it going, Walt Jr.?
Hey, Uncle Hank, how long do you think we can be trying to keep going on this Breaking Bad satire before people realizing that we're running out of ideas and time?
Probably just as soon as they realize that we don't get paid to do trail mixes. And it's a weekly show, and if we fill it up with more songs, we can make it work.
Never mind.
Whatever.
Can't win.
Says you.
So anyway.
Go on.
Who cares?
Never mind.
Whatever.
Risk his life over a stupid car wash?
Now to elect Mitt Romney in 2012. Again, press 1 to contribute now, or press 2 to be removed.
Calls may be monitored or recorded to provide you with a quality experience.
Contributing elect Mitt Romney in 2012.
Yo. Yo, I'd like to contribute.
Thank you very much, sir. We do need your support to counter President Obama's negative ads. We'd like to send you a Romney 2012 bumper sticker. Can we count on you for a one-time maximum investment of $100 or $200?
Probably. Can you guarantee that we can whip Obama's ass?
Well, we're certainly going to try.
I sure hope so. He worries me.
Very scary, and as I said, we do need report and said you were going to contribute, correct?
Yeah, does Mitt Romney have the brains to do it? I mean, is he the right candidate, you think?
Well, we're backing him.
But is backing enough? I mean, do you think he can do it all the way? Because it's getting scary, the country and everything.
We wouldn't be...
What?
...to help him.
I know we need to push, but will he do it right? I mean, will he debate him okay and everything?
My opinion, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Bye. I sure hope he wins.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I want a gazookas, which hates all palookas, what hates a knee up and square up. Why biffs and I bops them, and always I'll rough them, but none of them gets nowhere. If anyone dares to risk me fist, it's pop and it's wham, understand? So keep good behavior, that's your one lifesaver, with Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I can erase this. How many times do you think a famous song got recorded and it started with someone farting?
Dad. Hey, Dad.
Yes, son.
You're never gonna believe what happened today, Dad.
What's that, son?
These people called from, you know, the Mitt Romney campaign. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to, donations, you know, to fight the ads of Obama. And I just played dumb and acted like I was really pissed at Obama, you know, for doing such a bad job.
I wish I would have heard that. That sounds funny, son.
Yeah. And then I just acted like I was going to give him money and I hung up on him. It was so cool. It was so funny.
I gotta get back to work, son.
Where do you go, by the way, all the time?
It's a meth lab. There, now you know, okay?
Meth lab. Well, you wanted to know. Wow. Can I watch? Okay.
Well, doggies, it's another end of Trail Mix this week of June. What is it? June 24th, 2012. Be sure to stay tuned for Rural War Room every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. No, yeah, 8 p.m. and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. And yours truly is Trail Mix at every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And the repeat from the last show will be every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. That also goes for Liz Bolden's Children's Preschool Story Hour. That's at 6 p.m. every Wednesday night, the previous week, and every new show Sunday night at 6 p.m. Let's go through the playlist, doggies. You just heard. We heard Popeye the Sailor Man's theme song. Before that, we heard music from Breaking Bad Season 4. And before that, the Mr. Rogers Remix. What a wonderful tune that was from NPR PRX Radio. And we started off with the theme song from Breaking Bad. Of course, this show, I guess it's dedicated to Breaking Bad. We had a lot of fun playing with the characters, but we're big fans of the show. Otherwise, we wouldn't be so jokey about it all. Split the breezes. See you next week.
I sure hope Obama wins.
I do too, son. Then maybe I wouldn't have to do this. Well, let's pay those hospital bills.
Let's go, Dad. Can't
if
win.
You're lucky.
Who cares?
You.
So anyway.
Yeah, really. Go on. Anyway, go on.
Who cares?
So says you.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Whatever.
Never mind. Never mind.
Whatever.
Never mind.